It's a warm evening in Fayetteville, and the smell of brisket and cheesy potatoes wafts through the fire station. The parking lot is packed with trucks festooned with red bumper stickers and luxury sedans. Republican voters, mostly white and over 50, wearing button-down shirts and jeans, share laughs with old friends and anticipate hearing from two of their party's heavyweights. This is the annual Lincoln Day Dinner fundraiser, hosted by the Franklin County GOP, where registered Republicans outnumber Democrats 3-1. Throughout the night, political hopefuls vie for FaceTime with potential supporters. The May 16th primary is critical, as the statewide officials on the ballot, which includes two Commonwealth Court seats and one opening on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, could determine the fate of Pennsylvania's 2024 elections, likely to be challenged in court. As voters pulled into the gravel parking lot, many gushed over Franklin County native State Senator Doug Mastriano, who lost the race for governor last year by 15%, but still pulled solid support here. Joel George, a retired electrical contractor from Letterkenny Township, smiled through the clear lenses on his thin-framed aviator glasses. He and his wife Joan, self-described Trumpers, protested Joe Biden's 2020 electoral victory.
January 6th. I know what it was like there. We were both there on January 6th.
You were there at the Capitol in D.C.?
We didn't go to the Capitol.
Oh, no.
Well, we were at the rally.
We were already at the Capitol two or three times before that after the election, you know.
He believes most of the protesters in D.C. that day were peaceful, even though the final report from the House January 6th Select Committee and court documents from federal prosecutions show hundreds left the rally encouraged by Trump to march on the Capitol, and several carried firearms with them. To protest the certification of Biden's 2020 electoral victory, which he describes as a coup, Joel hasn't cut his hair in over 2 years.
I mean, they blew it. That was never the game plan at all. They blame it all on Trump. They blame it. That's bullshit. I'm sorry. It's just
the rally was peaceful, and I've heard, and on your channel, WITF, that it was an armed crowd, and that's baloney.
Well,
we all had to go through metal detectors to get in there, just like any other rally.
Yeah, we did.
So the crowd was not angry. The crowd was there to support President Trump.
It's unclear exactly how many rioters were armed, but seven men were found with guns near the Capitol and arrested. Evidence shows many arrived with violent intent, armed with a wide variety of weapons, including guns, knives, stun guns, and chemical sprays. Joel supports Mastriano because he too thinks Pennsylvania's elections are filled with fraud, except in Franklin County.
But I don't trust any other county after I saw what happened. I mean, Jesus, there's so much information. I mean, it was black. It was a real good coup. And this, hey, I used to have short hair. I have not been to a barber. This is my screw the coup hairdo.
Tears gathered in his eyes while explaining false election fraud theories he heard from Breitbart News, former Trump White House chief strategist Steve Bannon, and other conservative influencers on video streaming site Rumble. As voters file in, bombshell news breaks. Former President Donald Trump had been indicted in Manhattan on over 30 felony counts related to payments made to former adult film actress Stormy Daniels. The news spawned elephants in the room for some, but nobody believed they'd stick, and the speeches went ahead as planned. The sold-out crowd filled the fire hall, eager to hear from two far-right rock stars, but neither of them stayed very long. Doug Mastriano and his wife Rebby walked three stairs up the wooden stage as the crowd exploded with applause. Rebby began with a prayer.
Father, we just ask for your blessing to pour forth. And we do ask, Lord God, that the wicked would be removed, because we, Lord God, want our nation to be under God and not under any dictatorship or man or anything else. Father, we just thank you for the fellowship time.
Doug Mastriano didn't speak much, only presenting an award to a longtime county commissioner and World War II veteran. The senator stepped down and left the building shortly after. Congressman John Joyce, who represents Franklin County in D.C., introduced Marjorie Taylor Greene, who took the stage to enthusiastic applause. She launched into a fiery 45-minute speech about everything from the importance of securing the border to the need for Republicans to embrace ballot harvesting, the practice of dropping off someone else's completed ballot for them. Both Green and Mastriano are among the Republicans who have recently warmed up to the idea, following a number of high-profile conservative defeats during the 2022 elections, including Mastriano's failed bid for governor. They now embrace mail-in ballots, despite building their political careers condemning them based on baseless voter fraud claims. Green says, in order to win in November and in 2024, Republicans must beat the Democrats at their own game.
And I'm going to tell you what President Trump has said he wants you to do, and this is what I want you to do. This is what Congressman Joyce wants you to do. See, we're used to saying, no, we're doing it this way. We want to vote on the day of elections. We want to show up in person. I don't think so. We need to start harvesting ballots. You better harvest the ballots. You better register people to vote. You go into places where you think they won't vote Republican. I bet you money they will.
However, ballot harvesting is not legal in Pennsylvania or her home state of Georgia. Only someone with a physical disability can have their absentee or mail-in ballot returned by someone else. Nevertheless, the crowd hung on her every word. When she was finished, they applauded her off the stage, and she was quickly whisked out of the back door.
Congressman, God bless you. She's got to make a quick exit here.
Outside after the event, everybody buzzed with excitement, like teenagers who just saw their favorite band. Susan Neal from Mechanicsburg enjoyed the speech and liked that Green spoke against transgender issues.
This whole transgender on our children and what they're trying to teach in school so secretly. I just don't understand how people, Christians or non-Christians, could ever subject our children to that type of thing. If they're an adult, they can do what they want. But don't try to change children.
People hugged each other goodbye and loaded back up into their cars. As the convoy filed out, the gravel transformed into a cloud of dust. Robbie Broad, WITF News.